the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
Hi, I'm Debbie White.
And I'm Captain Rachel Nevote, and I'm here from the Salvation Army.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
Okay, so the Salvation Army on the Isle of Man goes back over 140 years. We are a church and a charity, and so the church came to the island many years ago, and we've just evolved with the times and rolled with it.
Tell us about your team.
Well, we have a small staff team. We punch above our weight and actually only have a staff team of 6 people, but we have an amazing team of volunteers as well that help us and support us and back us and allow us to do our work.
Who is the charity for?
So the Salvation Army is for everyone. We help from the youngest to the oldest, and we literally speak to, talk to, support and help everyone in all walks of life.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Yeah, so we work with everyone really. Lots of charities on the island that we work with, but also we work with statutory services as well, particularly through the Debt Advice Service. I've just come off a phone call with a social worker and also mental health. So there's a lot of people that we're engaged with and talking with. We're just here to help with, in whatever way we can really.
What are your main goals?
This is a really tricky question. We are here to serve the community, and we try and look at the main needs that need meeting at any point in time. But really it's to provide help and support to those that are in need, to provide opportunities for people from the youngest to the oldest to meet together as community. And one of our main and big projects that we're running at the moment is our Debt Advice Service.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
We do change a lot, the Salvation Army. As I said, we look to meet the needs of the community. I guess over the next 5 years, we are in a credit crisis. Mm. And so our Debt Advice Service, I can see, will be much needed over the next few years. And I guess another of our projects really is homelessness and working with the Isle of Man government in trying to find solutions to homelessness.
How is the charity funded?
So the charity is funded from in the main from the giving of the Manx public, and so I want to say thank you for that. But also the Debt Advice Service is funded initially at the moment through some trusts that we've approached, but we will be looking for funding in the next couple of years. So if there are people out there that are interested in talking with us, we would love to have those conversations in order to help the community going forwards.
How can people support you?
We're always looking for financial support, and that's obvious one as a charity, but volunteers as well is a big thing. We're always looking for volunteers. We're starting a new luncheon club. We're relaunching our lunch club in our new building in January next year, and so we're looking for volunteers for that. And our Debt Advice Service is always extremely busy and needing extra volunteers. So we can be supported financially by the wonderful Manx people, but also through time, investment in time.
Where can people find out more?
Yeah, so you can find more information through our Facebook page, which is Isle of Man Salvation Army, and also through our website, which is www.salvationarmy.org.uk, and there's a /, and that's Isle of Man. So you can contact us on those places. We also have a phone number, which is
627 742.
The charity of the week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.